Okay, the last resolution is appointing RGG Realty LLC and Columbia Ice and Cold Storage Corporation as agents of the agency, making certain findings and determinations and authorizing the execution and delivery of an agent and project agreement, lease to agency, lease back to the company, pilot agreement, related documents. So motion on that?
I'll move it.
Who is that, Susie?
Oh.
Yep.
Walt, I have a question on.
Hold on. I'm trying to take some notes here. Who's the second?
Okay, sorry.
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay.
I have a question on this one. As a legislator who is voting on the transfer, or voted on the transfer, or will be voting.
I'll mark you down as abstain.
Okay.
So this is, they're going to build a little ice factory behind the car wash?
Yeah, I can give you an overview if you'd like. It's not an ice factory at this point. This is a company that has a distribution footprint from Lake George to Atlantic City and is currently providing localized delivery from a location in the Bronx and a location in Columbia County, the old Fryhoppers cold storage facility in Columbia County. They have enough business now in the Mid-Hudson that running trucks longer distances to their Mid-Hudson customer base doesn't make any sense. So this will be a distribution hub. They will not be manufacturing ice there. The ice will arrive there in like a 53-foot tractor trailer type freezer truck, and it'll be put in freezers at this location, and then it will be distributed by route drivers who drive around and take it to hotels and restaurants and the ice machines outside of gas stations and the like. So it's a distribution hub. They're purchasing the land from Sullivan County, and if you take a look at the benefit cost analysis prepared by Tom Shepstone, not surprisingly, the benefit to cost ratio is very high, because you're talking about taking a currently off the tax roll county owned vacant building and repurposing it for use as a ice distribution facility.
So it looks like they're going to have one manager and a bunch of $13 an hour people, but it's going to be a non-vacant building, and it actually will be, they're putting about $1 million into it, so it seems like it's reasonable.
It's certainly Sullivan County's desire to transfer the building, and the adaptive reuse of buildings currently vacant that were applied to a prior use that doesn't exist anymore is, it's important. The village will, the village, town, county, and school will start getting through the IDA a payment in lieu of tax versus what they're getting now, which is it's county owned.
Right, and let's not forget, it sits below a dump, so I'm not so sure people are running to buy it.
You're speaking of Mount Trashmore?
Yes.
This is Jennifer. I just wanted to let you know I just came from the public hearing on this project, and there was just one attendee there from the public, and she was representing the Monticello Central School District, and she just had a couple questions about the pilot. So there were no comments received, and certainly no negative comments received.
It was too cold.
So, Howard, you're on again to call the question, since I shouldn't vote.
Oh, I'd like to call the question. All yays? Everybody in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? No noes.
Okay.
One recruiter.
Okay. The board have any questions for the staff before I ask for public comment? Public comment?
Yeah, two things.
in the future, when you send an updated piece of information out, would you please include that in an email, in a broadcast email, so everybody gets it? And number two is at $13 an hour, and I wasn't finishing my calculations here, but I'll do it right now. We're talking $27,000 a year. I don't know how that fits in with possible subsidies from social services on the family situation. I think the salary should be higher, should be more of a living wage.
Good point.
Motion to close.
Wait a minute, executive session.
Okay. How are we going to handle the public on there?
We're not. Jen sent around another number.
I can resend it right now if you like.
You all have another number from Jen. It came Friday at 4:51 p.m.
Jen, send that out again. I got so many damn numbers here, I can't figure out one.
And the purpose...
Is that why you don't call me?
Keep trying.
The purpose of the executive session is to discuss the pending offers on the Catskill Distilling Company project bankruptcy.
Can I have a first and a second on the executive session, please?
I'll move.
Okay.
All right,
by the way, who is 2637516? Anybody know that number? That's me. That's Scott. Okay, I see that you're waiting to get let in. Okay, just want to make sure.
Jennifer, when did you send that number to, when did you send that?
It's at 4:51, Howard, on Friday. It's if you scroll halfway down.
Oh, that's that whole additional documents and information thing?
Yes, and if you scroll down, the number is toward Jen's signature at the bottom.
Got it. Okay.
Can I ask a procedural question, just because we have a funding court meeting after this, right?
Yeah, we're going to call back into the first number after the executive session.
Got it.
And
okay.
You're sending the number out again, right? This for the executive session?
Does that mean you're going to leave us live and sit? No, you can't. How are we the public going to know when you're back?
We're going to leave it live, Jen, right?
Oh, that's right. You're going to another number. That's it. You're not sitting on the same room. That's it. Yeah. You leave it live and you go on your other number.
We'll figure it out.
We'll make sure you're back on. But I was actually just going to read the number to Paul, but I guess I shouldn't do that.
No, that doesn't work.
Unless you do it in a different language.
You can text him.
He doesn't take my calls. All right, I'm hanging up.
All right.
By the way, thank you for going into executive session properly. Yeah.